Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good buddy Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is the publisher, the editor-in-chief, and the senior vice president over at Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column, which I enjoy twice weekly. And sometimes I read him extra, and that makes it four times a week. Anyway, he's of the Republican persuasion. That means he spins to the right. Interest of full disclosure, he's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jim.
Let's have a good 2014 together. What do you think?
Man, I'll tell you what, it can't be any worse than 2013. That was dreadful.
Well, you know, it was for some people, but some people not so much. I want to get into that in a little bit, but before we do, there are a couple of things I want to ask you about. There's one thing that I just found out about that I really shocked me, and maybe this is showing my ignorance, but there's an issue around Obamacare with regard to the religious churches, the Catholic churches,
right.
Let's just say,
yeah.
and birth control, all that whole scenario, and apparently. And I don't know all the procedures. I don't know all the things that are going on, except that this is my point. Associate Justice Sotomayor has issued an injunction. Rich, I have never heard of an individual associate chief Supreme Court justice doing anything unilateral like that.
Oh yeah, no, that does happen actually not with some regularity, but it does happen.
I've been around a while. I never heard of that before.
Most notably, it happens around put stays for executions, and you're not generally connected with that, so that's why you haven't heard about it. But the justices each have a section of the country that they're assigned to. So
I must have played hooky that day in school or something.
Well, this is why you have me on.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but they do have responsibility for various sections of the country, so somebody can appeal directly to the
right.
Supreme Court, and for something like that. I mean, I have never heard of that particular sort of thing. But what happened was Justice Sotomayor issued an injunction saying that the penalties. That attend to not having health care under Obamacare will not apply to people who have a religious.
Okay, so she actually standing in for the religious folks.
Oh yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
she ruled, and I didn't. And as I said, I wasn't paying attention to whose ox was being gored and who she was saving. This wasn't a political comment. This was more of a civics lesson I wanted Rich to give us, which he did. But I had never seen that before. How long has it been? Do you remember that a associate justice has weighed in on something
other than I can't remember a case.
Yeah,
but that's not to say it hasn't happened.
Right.
It's just that it's
isn't that usually so, done by a district judge or some kind or a magistrate or something? I mean,
it depends. No, because as you move up the federal ladder in courts, they have more and more control over where these decisions have control.
Yeah.
So a federal circuit court. Has either less or more than a federal district court, So the ninth district in California that would control what happens pretty much in the ninth district, but a Supreme Court justice that has a national.
So think about this. So you're trying to get some relief before the end of the year, And some lawyer actually had the knowledge and the thinking
and the home phone number
to say, I mean, I can just imagine this conversation. Well, why don't we just appeal to the Supreme Court? Are you kidding me? It takes 18 months for those guys to hear anything. No, we can carve one of them out and get them to rule. Well, who would we get? You know, and
I don't know that you can judge shop like that, but that's why the Supreme Court's the Supreme Court. They do have this.
And what's the other that. The other new female Supreme Court? Remind me her name. The new one, not Sotomayor. The other one.
I know what you mean. Now
she was the Solicitor General for President Obama.
Right.
So it would be interesting to have seen her rule on this. Wouldn't it?
Well, that's why you shop for the judge you think will be good.
I thought you said you can't shop. You couldn't shop. I mean, think about this. Folks, this is a very interesting civics lesson, especially for someone like me who has no life. So, and obviously, I won't pass judgment on Rich, but let me say this. He did know the answer, so whatever that's worth, I'm just saying. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. We're going off the rails here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Rich Galen. 20 Tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.